Please turn to section 1 of listening practice test. Section 1. Listen to the conversation between a Japanese student and a housing officer and complete the form. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Yes, what can I do for you?
My friend is in a homestay and she really enjoys it, so I'd like to join a family as well.
Okay, let me get some details. What's your name?
My name is Keiko Yoshini.
Could you spell your family name for me, please?
Yes, it's Yoshini. That's Yuichini.
And your first name?
It's Keiko. Keiko.
That's Keiko Yoshini. Okay. And you're female. And your nationality?
I'm Japanese.
Right. And could I see your passport, please?
Here it is.
Okay. Your passport number is J06337. And you are how old?
I'm 28 years old.
Now you're living in one of the colleges. Which one?
Willow College, Rome 21C.
Right, 21C, Willow College. And how long are you planning to stay with homestay?
About 4 months, longer if I like it.
And what course are you enrolled in?
Well, I've enrolled for 20 weeks in the Advanced English Studies because I need help with my writing. And I'm nearly at the end of my first 5-week course.
Right, so you've completed 5 weeks and you have enrolled for another 15 weeks. That's about 4 months altogether.
That's right, about 4 months.
Section 4. In this section, you will hear a lecture about study and answer questions 31 to 40. First, look at questions 31 to 40. As you listen to the lecture, answer questions 31 to 40.
Can anybody hear me? Is this microphone working? Good. Now, welcome everybody to the second of these lectures on successful study at college. Yesterday we looked at housekeeping issues, where to find information, how to use the library computer system, and so on. Today we're going to cover an issue that will be vitally important to you all throughout your time here at college, and that is time management. Hundreds of books have been written about time management, and those of you who are interested in doing some extra reading on the subject are very welcome to see me after the lecture, as I have a book list here and some other useful materials. Now, time management. In the past, this used to mean making a list to plan for every hour of the week and then try to stick to this plan. These days, however, the whole idea of managing time has changed. In fact, if you think about it, you'll find that it's impossible to manage time. It just goes. So what you really need to manage is yourself. To manage yourself effectively, you need to have a clear idea both of what you want to achieve and how to achieve it. In other words, you need to set goals, and you need to move towards achieving these goals in an efficient and systematic way. Most coursework at the college is set by mid-semester, and at the end of the semester usually involves 2 written assignments of between 1,500 and 3,000 words in length. If you look around you at college, you will see that during the first weeks of the term, everyone looks cheerful and focused, followed by a change around week 6, assignment time, when people start to look a bit stressed. The library reports that an increasing number of students become angry when books are not available. So what's happened? Has everybody become suddenly irritable and angry for no reason? Not quite. The reason is that people have not managed their resources well. They have not set priorities for reaching their goals and, as a result, some of them realise they are going to do badly with their assignments. This will not be because they lack intelligence or love of the subject. They will fail because they did not have a clear idea of what they have to do and how long it should take them. Let's step back a minute. What do we mean by establishing goals? Well, basically, it means deciding what you want to achieve. In other words, deciding on the results that you want to achieve. The students that I've mentioned found themselves very stressed, mainly because they have an assignment to do. But they did not fully think through the effect that this would have on their day-to-day life. There's an awful lot of spare time in a day. For example, if you manage to spend some of that time, even just 1 hour, on an activity that helps you with your study, that 1 hour could have a major impact in your course, particularly if you make it a regular habit. I'd like to ask you now to have a look at the planners in your information kits. You will see that there are three, one term planner, one weekly planner, and one daily planner. The term planner is to help you get an overview of everything that you will need to do for the term. The weekly planner is to help you week by week, and the daily planner will help you with the really detailed planning. Before we go any further, I would like you to make a note in your daily planner right now. I want you to picture how you could make a major difference in your life by spending just 1 hour a day on some activities for the next term. Background reading, for example, or preparing a bibliography. Now imagine the benefit at the end of the term. The term diary and the weekly diary are the most important ones. However, a week is really the shortest time you have to establish an overview of your time for planning purposes. Now you need to set priorities for the term. Work out how you could achieve those priorities and the results that you desire. If you can get into the habit of planning like this, you'll soon find that you've actually had more time than before to spend on relaxation and other activities that you enjoy. Now let's share some of the ideas that you've come up with. I'll divide you up into groups to share your ideas. Okay.
That is the end of section 4. You will now have half a minute to check your answers.